Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Washington Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a national opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Let's see here. Is Sherry available?
What is it?
No, she's not.
What do they want?
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know this is still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. May I please know what is your age?
My age is 77.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat. Sherry's a Republican.
But not for long. I'm going to be Independent.
Yeah, so, and we vote for who we think is the best for our community.
Okay,
does
I
not
respect
have
that.
Do with party politics.
Okay, as of right now, based on your perception, would you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The country?
The country?
Yes. In general, how satisfied are you with your country?
We're dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
Would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glossenkamp Paris is handling her job as a congresswoman?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Here is the list. Improving roads, bridges, and the infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats to our democracy, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving K through 12th grade education, or reducing crime and gun violence.
All of them.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
How many can we pick?
We can only
you
pick
can choose two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Democracy
and climate.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero.
How about Joe Ken?
Zero.
All right. Mary Gluesome Kemp Paris?
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
50.
No, 75.
75.
Thank you. Dave Ryker?
Don't know him.
Okay. Bob Ferguson?
Don't know him.
Democrats in Congress?
Seventy-five.
All right. How about Republicans in Congress?
Zero. They're not doing their job.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
It would have to be Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Gluesome Kemp Paris or Republican Joe Ken?
Mary Gluesome Kemp Paris.
Thank you. Even though... I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Marie.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Joe Ken now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in the November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you will be supporting him?
No chance at all.
Thank you. I appreciate helping me out on this survey. Next question says, next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first attribute or quality I have is a fighter for the middle class. What number would you give from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. A small business owner.
7.
Someone who shares your values.
10.
A working mom who understands the needs of families.
5.
An independent who will oppose the extremist in both parties.
5. Read that one again, please.
Yes, an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
10.
I appreciate it. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Gluesome Kemp Paris. Please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Gluesome Kemp Paris for Congress, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first statement says, in February of 2020, Mary Gluesome Kemp Paris miscarried a 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get care. To get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can counter her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decision for them. How convincing is that to you from 0 to 10?
Very convincing.
Yeah, it's definitely a 10.
Thank you. Mary Gluesome Camperez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Mary listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
10 means we agree totally, correct?
10 means that you are... that is a very convincing reason to support her for Congress.
Okay, yes. Then,
Thank you.
10.
Mary Glusenken Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was the best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party.
10.
I appreciate it. Sometimes over the course of a survey, some people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask. If the election for the Congress in the third party district were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kahn?
Mary Glusenkamp Perez.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concern that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kahn. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statements give you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kahn for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kahn for Congress. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. First statement says, we need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kahn is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposed fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he said that will make it a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote.
Yeah.
And Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. Does it give you any doubts to support him? 0 means not doubts at all, 5 some doubts, and 10 serious doubts to support him.
Number 10, serious doubts that we would not support Joe Kahn.
Okay.
So does 0 mean we would not support him at all?
Yes, it says 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement gives you zero serious doubts about supporting Joe Kahn for Congress.
Yeah, we have serious doubts.
Okay. Thank you. Joe Ken doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in his ridiculous election fraud lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Kolb is governor. John Ken, extreme believe are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. From 0 to 10, what number would you give? No, that's some doubts or serious doubts about supporting him for Congress.
Serious doubts about supporting him for Congress. So that would be a 10.
Thank you. After hearing more about Joe Ken, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Can you read that one again?
Yes, of course. After hearing more about Joe Ken, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Not at all.
May have.
Okay.
However, less likely. Go.
Thank you. I definitely respect that. Given everything you just heard about Joe Ken, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words?
He does not represent our district. He's in it for himself.
Thank you. Making some notes. All right, you said he does not represent our district?
Correct.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to add to this?
That covers it. I won't vote for him.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
2 years of college. That would be okay. 10.
That would be some college. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
We are married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never.
Once or twice a month.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for helping me out with this survey. These were all the questions that I had for you tonight. You had a good evening.
Could I ask you a question?
Yes, of course.
Who is it that you're who are you representing? I mean,
Yes, we are calling you from Washington Opinion Surveys.
Washington Opinion Surveys, okay.
Washington
Thank
Opinion
you.
Surveys. My pleasure. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.